Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
And we've got two really good questions today. One about performance evaluations, those dreaded performance evaluations.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and what happens when your boss tells you to correct certain behaviors. The other question involves a coworker situation where the coworker can't take feedback.
Oh, that's really
hard. Yeah, never seen that animal before. we know a lot about that. All right, well, so Logan, let's just go to question one.
Right. I'm a senior manager for a small company, and my boss just reviewed me. She also happens to be the CEO. She gave me very high remarks for everything, except that she said I take on too many projects and it dissipates my energy and focus. I find this ironic because it is she who keeps giving me more projects to do. In fact, she calls me her go-to person in my company. Any ideas for how I should address this area of improvement? My fear? If I start to say no, it won't be well received.
You know, the go-to person is always the one who's afraid of saying no.
Yes.
That's who they are.
There's another word for this person.
What?
Hero.
Oh, yeah. This person is the hero.
Yeah. And heroes.
Yeah, Superman. Yeah, Superwoman.
They come to work and put on the cape. Yeah. And usually you think they're one of, you know, part owner at least, right of the company.
Right.
And unfortunately, the tough part is just, as you're saying, Kathy, they're afraid to say no because they only know their value in terms of being super competent.
Yeah, you know, I think her boss is actually saying that, but not in a very straightforward way. Probably doesn't know how to communicate it. But just because your boss asks you to take a lot of work and then complains later that you took on too much work, I mean, there's a message in that. And I think you have to,
And it's called a mixed message.
It is called a mixed message. It's true. It's not all that clear. But, you know, you have to know your own limits.
Yeah.
And I think what's important, what the boss is saying is that, you know, you're taking on too much.
Right. Well, actually, what I was thinking is there's a saying that you used to say that I love, which is to go from doing to delegating.
Yeah.
And that the problem for this individual is that he or she does the tasks rather than delegating them out or thinking about who else might be able to perform them. So I would say two things. First, correct. The first time you say no, it probably won't be well received. But you have to push through that. And then the second
Well, you don't have to say no. Hold on. You can say, I wish I could, but maybe so-and-so down the hall can do that for this time.
Right.
You know, you can do it that way.
Yes. And it still may not be that well received. Just because the CEO has been trained, you know. So, but that's okay. It's all right to see the picture, a glance of disappointment in the moment.
Get used to it. Is that what you're saying? Get used to saying no.
Well, lots of times people don't like it when you set a boundary, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it just takes some practice to weather it and know that means it doesn't mean you're going to lose your job. It actually means that if you can push through and weather the disappointment and find someone else to do the task, that will actually further your career faster.
Yeah, interesting. People that are like this, these go-to people, I think saying no goes beyond just fear. I think it's deeper than that, which of course you can probably explain better than me. But I think it's fundamental. They probably do this at home also.
Yes.
You know, they just have too much on their plate.
Yes.
And it's really not other people's problems to figure that out for them. They really have to figure that out, don't you think?
They do. Well, that's their challenge. I mean, their greatest gift probably is this competence, this ability to juggle many things, and also that they care. You know, heroes always care. Like they want to be able to please others and make others happy. Mm-hmm. So that's their greatest gift. Their greatest challenge is to set limits, to admit to having limits.
Right.
And still think that they're okay inside.
Yeah.
That's the psychological
part. Yeah, okay. So if you're listening... start saying no,
Right. Yes, Logan, were you about to say something?
I was going to say, if and when this person starts delegating certain projects, how common or not is it for them to feel like,
worried?
Well, maybe this individual is not going to do it like I would do it.
That's right.
Well, you know, the productivity.
Very common. They may not.
They may change things and edit and fix. Well, you did it this way, but let's do it this way instead. How are they going to?
Yeah, I think that's part of the characteristic is that they don't delegate. They tend to want to do. They think they can do it better.
Right.
Than
they
think
they can do. Right. Exactly.
And the truth is, they do.
And that's why they're the go-to person, and their boss gives them all the projects.
So it's a good news and it's a bad news to have that ability.
That's right. You want to be able to empower others to have your superpowers. So I mean, that's one way to look at it. But I think it's true, not just that they don't, that someone else may not do it to the quality that you're used to, but also there's an insecurity about if they do it really well, am I still needed?
Right.
So it's it takes some practice. It really takes some practice.
You know, in Working With You Is Killing Me, we give an example of the hero, and the hero loses, their wife just moves out, right? Because he
never
came
home. Leaves a note on the door.
Right. He just never came home. He was always at work because he took on so much.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's a good story to read if you are suffering from this.
Right. So, and you said, how do you say no? So I would say practice saying no to this person in small places. Like if someone says, do you want ketchup on your hot dog? You say no. And just let
it go. Really? It's a little dramatic. I would say no to that, and I'm, you know, not this go-to person.
No is so difficult. You have to just practice that muscle, using that muscle.
Right. All right. Well, good luck with that. Yes. Let us know how it goes. So we're just going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like you or your company could use a 20-minute therapy session? Well, K-Squared has your back. Simply download a K-Talk, plug in those ear pods, or gather a group of your coworkers and feel better instantly. Well, almost. Each K-Talk covers a specific topic and costs a fraction of what a traditional therapy session would. Feeling stressed by your workload? There's a K-Talk for that. Working with someone who's done you wrong? There's a K-Talk for that. Can't ask for a raise, need a vacation, hate your boss? K-Talk, K-Talk, K-Talk. Just go to ksquaredenterprises.com and purchase the K-Talk that fits your situation. Now back to our show.
Hey, welcome back. So Logan, what's question number two for today?
I work at a tech company and I need advice on handling my coworker. Every time we work on something together, we have an initial meeting, assign tasks, agree on deadlines, and schedule meetings for status updates. This part is great, except she never completes her tasks on time. Mm-mm. When I ask her what the problem is, she gets emotional and tells me not to be mean. I'm a results-driven guy, and her feeling talks drive me nuts.
Oh.
I'm not sure how to fix the situation. Do I tell her manager, or do I try to work it out with her?
Okay, I think she,
Kathy's jumping on this right away.
Well, we just wrote a workshop about this. I think she is using her emotions to cover up her lack of accountability.
I think you're right.
Ooh, see? Ooh, wait, I'm not even the therapist here. Did I just get it?
And yet you are being so insightful.
That's what's happening. So I think you just have to go to her boss.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's not delivering. You know, your job is not to field her emotions.
Yes, it is. No, it is not.
It was in the fine print in the contract, didn't you see?
Well, maybe they have therapy groups in their office.
Actually,
that's our team.
Yes.
It's a therapy group.
No, I agree. The first thing that I want to point out, though, is that this can be a challenge. It can be a challenge, women to women, man to woman. The thing is that I think that's hard for men is that when a woman often pulls the feeling card, they don't know what to do with it. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
Mayday, mayday. Yeah.
Deer in headlights.
We got a crier.
Exactly. Here's a box of Kleenex.
We'll
talk later. So I just want to empathize with this guy that that's a tough thing to be with someone who uses emotionality, as you're talking, Kathy, in a way to manipulate the situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what she's doing.
So,
I mean, you know, you didn't deliver your work is not a crying matter. It's just not. It's just not. She's got to stop that.
Don't be mean. That's what
right.
She's
that's not okay.
You're so mean. One thing that I would suggest, separate from talking to the boss, is I would try going to this person.
You would? Uh-huh.
Yeah, when the iron is cool. You know how we say strike when the iron is cool? Not when the deadline is due.
Right.
I would go to her maybe after one of these events and just say, can you just tell me what happened here? You know, we made this plan, we did this stuff, blah, 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 blah. Can you just tell me what happened? If she then starts crying, I would go to the boss.
You would tell her, no, I'm not dealing with these tears. Well, I'm going to the boss.
I just think that, you know, she's using too much emotion in the workplace, which is really not his responsibility.
No. Mm-hmm.
And I just have a little feeling that when he goes to the boss is going to say, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, I think she probably does this all the time. And she and it's not his job to really manage her or teach her. I think she needs to be told that
suck it up
that she's manipulating or whatever. I don't know her for full story, but I don't think it's his job.
She could be super sensitive.
She could be.
She might be.
She could have problems at home that we don't even know about.
She could have problems at home.
Well, all of that
childhood issues that now affect her in the workplace and affect her job productivity.
I mean, I'm sorry that she's subjected to the human condition. We all are. Yeah. I mean, we all have bad years. Some people have bad lives. It's not really appropriate to bring that
into
the mix.
It's work.
Yeah.
All right. So you're saying get the boss on this.
Yeah. I think he has to go to the boss and he has to just say, let the boss know what's going on. Maybe go to his boss and then his boss can take it up with her boss. Maybe they have the same boss. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
They can all have a crying fest together with her in the room.
But that's what I think he has to do about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. That should be
interesting. Yeah. I mean, it's a tough one when you're dealing with a coworker who doesn't have your same level of work ethic.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. It's true. And who uses perhaps personal dramas or personal situations as a reason not to complete the work.
Right. And that never really works. All right. Well, that's it for this segment.
Yes. If you have an emotional coworker, please tweet us and you figured out how to deal with it. We'd love to know. And also, if you've gotten a review and told that you say yes too many times, let us know how you figured that one out.
Yeah. Love to hear that.
So tweet us at AskK2 and don't forget to review us at iTunes or SoundCloud if you enjoy this podcast, and send your questions and your stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.